Trump, Greece is terrific ally, Mitsotakis terrific guy and write about looming deal with Iran. By Nick Gilbertson on April 23, 2026. Washington President Donald Trump praised Greece as a terrific ally and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis as a terrific guy upon learning that Mitsotakis told Breitbart News he is rooting for him to secure a deal in the Iran war. The president added, "I don't think it'll be very long before the war ends." Breitbart News asked Trump if he had a response to Mitsotakis in the Oval Office on Thursday afternoon. Breitbart News's Matt Boyle just published an interview with Greek Prime Minister Mitsotakis, in which the prime minister said that he's rooting for you to succeed in getting a deal with Iran. And he also said he looks forward to hosting you in Greece later this year. "Do you have any response?" Breitbart News asked. "No, it's just really nice. I mean, Greece has been very supportive, actually. Greece has been terrific. He's a terrific guy because he understands the importance of it," Trump said. Trump then noted that he does not like to see oil go up, but added that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is hovering just below 50,000. He said that he was told it would be impossible for the Dow to hit that number during his second term, and touted that it happened in early February, just after the one-year mark of his second term. "I was told, everybody was told, when I won the election, November 5th, they said, well, during the four-year period, it will be impossible for the Dow to ever reach 50,000. It'll be impossible for the S&P to ever hit 7,000. Impossible. And you remember that, Howard, right? It was going to hit maybe 6 or 7 years, 8 years. I did it in my first year, hit 50,000. Trump said he believes the war will end soon and that Iran is delaying because it is unclear who is in charge in Iran. Now it's just about at 50,000. And S&P is higher than it was when we started. And S&P hit over 7,000. And that was before the year ended up, 1 year. So, I can only tell you this, it'll end. I don't think it'll be very long, by the way," he said. "They're delaying it because we don't know who to deal with. You know, they know who the leader is in this country. We don't know who the leader is in Iran because, remember, regime change. Khamenei is gone. He's gone to greener pastures. He's gone, and all of his team is gone. Then a second group came in. They're all gone. And now you have the third group, and they're a little concerned about being gone too.